DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. You're on Q100.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. I will be great, actually, when you win this bet with Jeff about telling the difference between vodka. We got a little bit of a pool running, and I'm on your side, Bert. I think you can do this. You need to make sure it happens.
Who do you think can do it, man?
Y'all made a bet?
Yes, ma'am, we did.
Now, do you work at a bar?
I do not, actually. I work with a lot of guys who frequent a bar. I work in a warehouse in Smyrna, and we were all waiting for this to happen.
That's awesome.
Got a pool going.
It's going down right now because Jeff just brought in 4 plastic cups of vodka.
Great. We'll make it happen. And, if I can win this, maybe I'll throw you a little kickback.
What is the bet? Yeah. What's it for?
Right now, with the 5 of us, it is at a little over 100. But we're hoping that the sales guys up front can get in on it and, you know, jack it up a little bit.
Nice. Now, where does he? I didn't hear where he worked.
A warehouse
in Smyrna.
Just nothing to do with alcohol at all?
No.
Just invested.
That's awesome.
And you said that I will be able to tell the difference in vodkas?
Yeah, I'm on your side. There's 2 of us that are on you, and then 3 that are on Jeff's side, that there's no way that you'll be able to tell the difference.
Okay, let's try this. The theory here, we were talking about this last week. We were talking about restaurant tricks and bar tricks and stuff like that. And one that really stood out to us was this one. When you are at a restaurant and you order a drink, and you order a premium vodka, chances are pretty good if you're not watching the bartender make your drink, if you're at your table, they're just putting a well drink in there anyway. So it's just the generic vodka and not the Kettle One and soda that you think you're getting.
Right, right.
And the trick for the bartender is to do it on the very first drink, because if you taste the good stuff first, then you'll be able to tell a difference.
Right.
Or even if you start with the crappy stuff and then you go with the premium stuff, so long as there's any kind of difference at all there, you'll be able to taste it. So I said to Jeff, it didn't make any sense to me because I think I'd be able to tell. And he said, no.
Now, I had originally, there's 4, Bert has 4 cups in front of him, A, B, C, and D. There was originally going to be 5 because I bought, seriously, a liter, a jug of wine, or of vodka rather, called Skol, S-K-O-L. It was $5.99. And unfortunately, when I got home last night, I opened the back of my car, rolled off out of the tailgate, and smashed on the ground. But
did it burn right?
Yeah. And it cleaned all this dirt off my top of my driveway.
Yeah. Got a big old hole in the driveway now.
Little sinkhole.
But so they're originally going to be 5. So here's what you have in front of you. Because I asked Bertus, I'm a text message, asked him what he drank, and he said he either drinks Kettle and soda or Goose and soda. So Kettle and Goose are both in there. Then there is another brand that the store I went to said is what 90% of bars use as their well.
Okay.
And then there is another brand that is like the newest, latest, greatest, high testing, top of the
super premium,
super ultra premium brand.
This is the one with a fancy bottle. Mm-hmm. It's usually got a light on it, behind it. Yeah.
And I bought that, and as you know how when something bad is happening, like you're shutting the car door while the keys are in the ignition,
right?
Or a bottle is rolling out of the back of your car about to smash on your driveway, like in the 0.5 seconds it took for that bottle to hit the ground, I said, please don't be the one, the ultra premium one, because I bought it, I think it was like $60.
$60 for a bottle?
So
you were lucky it was a $5.99.
I know.
Yeah.
That's actually good.
Here's, hey, Tom, you want to be on The Voice Disguiser?
No, I don't, man.
Okay, for what reason?
I was just letting you know, I used to own a bar down in Coweta County, and we did this stuff all the time. People would come in, want to buy bottles and Grey Goose or whatnot. We'd have empty bottles in the stock room. We'd fill it with just the well, regular well vodka, and sell them $200 a bottle.
Yeah, Tom is the guy you got to watch out for here. This is what we heard last week, that if it's the owner that is behind the bar and he's doing the pouring, that's where you really got to watch very closely. And even if you do watch closely, what he's saying is they're just taking the well vodka and putting it in a Grey Goose bottle. So you don't know what you're getting.
So you don't even know. And then one of the bartenders that called us last week was saying that sometimes they'll catalog the well vodka so that they can take home the extra bottles in the inventory of the good stuff.
Well, I hope that didn't happen.
That would be karma, friend. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, it's not legal for someone to do that. I've been in the alcohol industry pretty much my entire adult life, either in the restaurant business or as a supplier or a distributor, and it's not legal for a restaurant to do that.
Right.
It's not legal to do a lot of things.
It's a jaywalk, but people are doing it every day.
No, I realize that, but I've worked in restaurants as a bartender pretty much, like I said, most of my adult life or as a distributor, and I've never, if someone ordered from the service station, I mean, that's what they got. They got a kettle and soda. I mean, it really is illegal to do that.
Well, you've got liquor ethics that some others don't have.
Well, and I think
called Lethics.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the owner of the bar. Like, I mean, it goes back to whoever is in charge of the bar is dictating to you the environment you're working in, you know? So if they're kind of shady, then a bartender may be shady to try to get money from them, you know?
And now in the recession, everybody's trying to save a couple extra bucks.
Right, so they do all look the same.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no difference in color or cloudiness or anything like that.
I mean, there are real vodka connoisseurs, you know. There are tequila connoisseurs, like there are wine connoisseurs that can look at it and see the cloudiness and they know the filtering process. I'm not that
dude. Irritating people.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
Man, I couldn't drink vodka straight, though.
I have soda.
So good.
I'm good.
Bert said he wanted to do it straight.
Does anybody else want to do it just to see if they can pick out the high end?
No, I'm good. I'm going to watch
No,
Bert.
I don't want to.
When do you do? Go around there and you do it, too.
Do the taste test?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean,
do you have them labeled like cup 1, 2, 3,
uh-huh.
4?
Okay. So the challenge is obviously for Bert, but I'm just curious to see if anyone else could pick out the top brand.
All right. So I'll take the. We're going right in order.
It doesn't matter. Just taste them as you want. But then you got. Then you have to tell me.
You have
which,
to write them down.
God, that's good.
It's 9:30.
Today's after show meeting's either going to go really quick or really long.
I'm not doing a shot, just a little sip.
It tastes
good on my lips.
You might have to have a double sip.
Let me cleanse it out with a little water.
That was number two.
B was nastier than A. A tastes better so far. That one hit me right between the eyes. This is C.
Have another sip of that one.
Third one.
C's pretty smooth, man. I'd go C is the best so far.
So it's CAB now?
CAB.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And one more.
We should do this again at 9:45.
I can smell it from over here.
Let's do it again at 10:15.
We should have kept the guy who has the bet on the phone until the results to him.
I know.
Over 100
The warehouse
bucks.
Guy from Smyrna.
Mm-hmm.
Call back.
How did D taste?
Is that a double sip on D?
I just wanted to make sure I was cleansing.
Double D slip.
Okay, for me it goes... A and D are pretty close. Let me taste A again just to make sure there's some differential there.
Sloshed.
Okay, I'm going to go C, D... A, B as best quality. C, D, A, B.
C being the best and B being the worst.
C is the best.
You're scared to drink out of the same cup as I have because I was at Johnny's Hideaway?
I'm just nervous to have vodka this early in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, don't take a shot, but
Watch Wendy slam the whole thing.
Oh, you can smell it.
C-D-A-B.
Charlie Delta Alpha Bravo.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
That was the name of the fraternity I pledged.
Next.
I'm going to go with A is the worst.
Well, you know what they are, though, don't
no,
you?
No, I forgot.
Yeah, A's definitely the worst.
But, no.
I just love Jeff's.
Sorry.
Jeff's evolution of, hey, let me take a sip again.
No, I'm sorry.
Let me try to get in on this one. I know the answers.
Wait, I forgot. Really, I forgot. Let me try A again.
I'm going to go with A is actually the best. I liked A the best, and B was the worst to me.
Okay. I had B the worst also.
And then I didn't do the other ones.
And Jen and I did not participate.
See, I thought
passed.
I knew what B was.
That would make me throw up right now.
Really Bert, cool. which one, tell me again, Bert, did you say was the worst?
I said B was the worst.
Wendy?
A.
B is the Well brand of vodka.
Wow.
Nasty.
It smelled the worst to me. When
and
I
you said that
around.
Was the second best, Wendy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're used to drinking it.
I'm used to drinking whatever.
At your age, I would have said the same thing.
And Bert, which one did you say was the best?
I thought that C was the best.
Wendy, which one did you say was the best?
C.
You both picked the what is considered the second worst as the best
really?
Vodka.
Really? And that is second cheapest?
Kettle One.
Oh, really? I love Kettle One, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the best to me.
Which one did you think was second to worst, Bert?
I thought A was the second to worst.
I said D.
Bert, that was your precious Grey Goose.
Is it really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
You put your Grey Goose third on the list.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm.
And so that means that second place for you was
D.
And that's called Ultimate. And that's spelled Ultimate without the E, and it's a brand new vodka by the makers of Patron.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate. Okay.
So your vodka of choice. Now, keep in mind, when we did this for the presidential election, you were supposed to vote for somebody else, but you changed your mind anyway. So if you're a goose guy, go with it.
Right.
But according to the polling that we've done, you're a kettle man.
And okay. What did Wendy pick?
Kettle also.
Yep, kettle also.
Kettle was my favorite.
Followed by Smirnoff. That was
no,
your
that's
second
fine.
Place.
I'll,
really?
Yeah. Well.
Well, I will try this test again this weekend.
Grey Goose the least?
And Wendy put Grey Goose as the worst.
I hate Grey Goose.
Oh, and then mine was...
I find it disgusting.
Goose? I had Grey Goose as the best, which is weird because... Well, and
for those for those who don't drink vodka, I guess, I mean, which one's the most expensive?
The proper order would have been if you're going from ultra luxury down to
cheap.
Well, the ultra luxury brand is the Ultimate by Patron, okay. Followed
because
close.
If you spell it incorrectly, then that is
right.
You know,
and I think there's an accent in there. And then that's followed. The guy at the store, both stores I went to, said that's right, like squeak ahead of Grey Goose, like they're neck
pretty
and neck.
Close.
Yeah, and then the third place is Kettle One, which is still a good brand, but not. Love and Kettle. then the well drink was Smirnoff.
That one was easy to tell.
All right.
Again, I will try this over and over and over again this weekend until I get it right.
You
want to
do another round right here?
Hey, The Bert Show. Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.